Professor Christian Dustman is the Director of the Centre for Research and Analysis of Migration at University College London. Professor Dustman, are you able to hear us now?
Yes, I hear you.
Fantastic. I mean, the sheer numbers of displaced people we're seeing trying to resettle in Europe requires a European-wide response, doesn't it? I mean, we saw that agreement between Britain and France to tackle the problems in Calais, but I suppose that could in turn encourage migrants to try other entry points. Do you think enough is being done by other parts of the EU here?
Well, I think we're seeing an unprecedented humanitarian crisis in the southern Mediterranean and parts of the Middle East and Africa. The border controls in many of these countries have entirely broken down, and European institutions as well as European countries are very unprepared to deal with this huge inflow of displaced people. I think what we are seeing at the moment is a struggle in many countries trying to cope with what is happening. And of course, a new kind of class of coordination between countries is needed. So the statement by de Maizière, for instance, the interior minister in Germany, was the Schengen agreement, which is an agreement underwritten by 26 European countries and basically abolishes passport controls, that agreement has to be adopted to this humanitarian crisis we are seeing at the moment. So I think we see in many countries a lot of frustration that they feel in some way left alone to deal with what is going on.
And how much notice do you think is being taken of what the German Interior Minister said? I mean, does the current crisis threaten the EU's principle of free movement?
I would find that very surprising. I think, as I said earlier, this is an expression of frustration, and it is an attempt to bring all countries together and to deal with this in a coordinated way. Germany, of course, is the country which is exposed to the largest inflow of asylum seekers. 800,000 are expected to arrive in Germany this year. That is 2,200 per day. If we compare that with the perhaps 5,000 immigrants in Calais, about whom we have been talking over the last 2 months, and of whom a small fraction may make it into the UK, the whole magnitude of the challenge Germany is facing at this moment is becoming clear. And of course, Greece and Italy, the periphery countries of Europe, which border the Mediterranean, are in a similar position. Only this month, 50,000 immigrants have arrived on Greek shores.
Professor Dustman, we will need to leave it there, but thank you ever so much for your contribution this morning.